Welcome to Punta Vista, episode 321. Here we are on the beautiful island of Mykonos. My friend Andrew has inherited a beach on this resort island from an uncle he's never met. So we got on the plane from Melbourne's Yarraville and came right over. However, we are out of our element here amongst the local Greeks, with Andrew's boorish behaviour upsetting these provincial peasants. Andrew, what's it like being Nick Giannopoulos?
It's fine. I don't think it would be really wise of me to do the voice at this point.
Yeah, none of us have any reason to do the voice here. But
I've got several reasons to not do the voice, I guess. And one of the other great ironies is that I don't really love the beach.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you come? Oh, you're not enjoying yourself here in Mykonos.
I mean, I thought I'd get over here. There'd be a lot of beautiful Greek Aphrodite type ladies.
Oh, and they are. And they're very togas? Interested in you.
Are they?
Mm.
Damn, cool.
Shockingly.
Oh, yeah, but I'm sure I'm going to turn it around. I think there's going to be an arc to my story.
There might be. Also with me, it's a kind of Don Juan figure, a chiseled Lothario surrounded by beautiful women at all times. Mm-hmm. He's known as the King of Mykonos. He's kind of the pussy emperor around here. It's Theo. Hey, Theo, are you enjoying yourself on Mykonos?
I'm always enjoying myself on Mykonos, and Mykonos is enjoying itself on me. This is the kindest that anyone has ever been to me in an intro.
It is, actually.
Usually I'm a tiny little bug guy. That's
kind of
like,
did a little reverse, you know?
But making it a reverse does, in fact, make it mean, because it's obvious
reverse
that it's
off.
A reverse. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think I can slip into this character pretty well. Hey, hey, Greek ladies.
Oh, don't worry. He's not Greek. He's played by Kevin Sorbo.
Oh.
Hey, Greek ladies, are you vaccinated? No, thank you.
Did you watch a lot of TV in the 1990s?
Also with me is Ben, who's a sex pest. He's upset by
Theo's
position.
Yeah, but what about
position?
The intro?
Ben wants to beat Theo's Mykonos record of sleeping with 43 women in a month. This film was made in 2010. Mm. Ben, would you consider yourself emblematic of the Greek community?
The Greek Australian community.
Greek Australian community.
Yes, that's right, because they've got their own sort of unique identity and customs and traditions, all of which this is a part of, yeah. It's sort of being like a sex rat abroad
just
and
being, yeah, a disgusting sex pest. Yeah.
Going
to
Mykonos for a party.
So you watched
Wog Boy 2 Kings of Mykonos last night. That's early, wanted me to write an intro.
I'm imagining any, say, not Australian listeners hearing that you're watching a film called The Wog Boy 2, implying, of course,
mixed reviews,
that there's more than one of them, and there were more of them afterwards.
There was. I only learnt there was one in 2022.
Yep.
Which I haven't seen, but I'm going to assume it like goes woke.
Yeah, it probably goes woke.
It has to go
I think
woke, right?
Isn't Nick Giannopoulos like a big anti-woke guy?
He would always be, right?
Because you can't say all that stuff on TV anymore.
Yeah, you can't just be a sex pest. You can't use the phrase UN of pussy in a movie anymore.
Oh, sorry, I meant to ask that earlier. Was Emperor of Pussy an invention of yours, or does that...
That was an invention of mine, but the UN of pussy was a real line in the film.
What does that refer to?
Well, I'm guessing having sex with women from a lot of different countries.
Oh, right. Yeah. Not like, you know, like 196 different...
Yeah, having to take a vote.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty
NATO
weird.
NATO peacekeepers get involved.
Yeah, the bloody UN would be not having sex with people from all those different countries because they... Don't do anything. Is that the criticism?
Yeah.
Is that the criticism?
Yeah.
Let's get political again.
All right. So
let's do it.
Here's our thoughts political. On globalism.
Yeah.
One time, Lucy, I was down in St. Kilda with a
Are we going to get a Greek Australian story?
With a trash bag friend of mine. And we were wandering around looking for something to do apart from pulling cones in his apartment.
I saw a very hirsute man that I initially thought to be just quite tanned, but...
Well, we happened upon this doorway to some kind of club from upstairs.
Oh, a portal.
There's some... Yeah.
To an experience.
A distinct portal. There's some lights. There's some music happening, you know?
Hey, bro, but, do you want to get liminal for a moment?
And there's a guy on the door, and we go up and go, hello. And he says, are you... here for this private party? And we said, yes, we are. We're definitely on the list for the private party.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Great ourselves gambit. Into this private party, and we were like, we've done it. Something fucking crazy is about to happen here tonight, you know?
Our life is a movie for real.
My life a movie for real right now. I just bluffed my way into a private party. And we go upstairs to... what is immediately apparently a almost completely empty nightclub. I'm going to say between 5 and 10 people scattered around holding the walls.
Oh, no, that's not...
You have significantly diluted the numbers.
should have recognized, you know, when the music coming down the stairs is kind of too echoey because there's no people in there to like dampen that sound. And we get up there and the thing that really sticks in my mind is that This party apparently had a particular function or genesis because the really loud music that's going and then the DJ would stop every now and then to hit the same sample over and over again, which was Mykonos and just hitting that Mykonos button over and over. So I think it was some kind of Mykonos tour party vibe situation,
putting on Zorba's dance,
yep
things of that nature,
smashing plates everywhere. That's not safe
That's wasteful.
So I reckon we lasted about 5 minutes before
that
we went
long.
Yeah, like, you know, for a second there you think, well, it's pretty early,
yeah,
maybe this is going to turn
maybe
into
more
a thing.
People will show up.
Well,
maybe the Aphrodite
like,
honeys
well,
are coming.
Oh my God. None of these people know us, and also they all know each other, so they know that they don't know us.
Yeah, they straight up know that they don't know me.
Yeah, it's immediately time to turn around, walk out, tell the bouncer that your mate shit himself.
Like he needs a compelling reason for you to leave.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, you guys weren't sneaking into that party and then thinking better of it.
Some bad souvlaki. Look at him.
I feel like most of the time you can really heavily rely on like how much of a social faux pas it is to not remember someone, so that someone corners you, you'd be like, what the fuck, dude? You remember we were on that Contiki tour together?
Yeah.
We had like a great time. They'd be like, oh, absolutely. But if everyone is of roughly the same ethnic profile and you're not,
you're
slightly
not.
Harder. Remember we went to Greek school together? And now to say one word in Greek.
Hey, Malacca.
Hey, remember how silly those letters looked? What the fuck's up with that?
If it isn't my old Malacca.
If it isn't my old friend Socrates.
Saying all the Greek names you know.
Hey, if you were at a Mykonos-themed rave with 5 to 10 people at it, two rowdy white boys rocked up. They insisted that they knew you, but you didn't know them at all. You might think that perhaps your universe had been retconned. It's time to check in on r/retcon in Retcon Watch.
Are we going to contextualize this segment, Ben, do you think?
Oh, didn't we already? Or has that been retconned? Yeah. No, we should.
Everybody used to know what this segment was, but now.
So this is, it's sort of.
So we're retconning it and then we're reconning it?
Is that a thing? Or is it like how.
Well, like everybody used to know this
really
and now we're doing it now.
Like de-evolution isn't really a thing. It's just a continuation of evolution. I wonder if you can only retcon, you know?
Yeah.
That's so true.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is sort of a. We have done this before.
Oh, have we?
It's a spin-off of the Mandela effect or Mandala effect subreddit, where people are convinced that something in the past, they remember it one way, but the past has been changed so that it's a different way now.
Mm. Of course, it's called the Mandala effect because it sort of spreads out through time like a mandala.
And we all know that there is no force in this universe more infallible than the human memory.
That's right.
And correct. So if something appears different to a way that you remembered it, let's say, I don't know, 15 to 25 years ago, maybe when you were a child and essentially a completely different person, much less understanding of the world, much less knowledge, context, information, and then you notice it again when you say 38.
And now we have so much information just being hammered into our brains all the time.
And you think, huh, that's not how I remember that. Mm. There must be a bigger explanation for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he said, but unironically.
Yeah. Andrew's being very unkind about this, like they're some sort of oafs that have just misremembered the past. But I think as you're about to hear, these people are some very highly trained experts doing very important research into the continuity of timelines. Here we go. This one's from user Glazelle. OG dogs playing poker. So they've posted a photo of the original dogs playing poker painting.
The one we all remember.
The one we all remember. And then their caption is this the version everyone remembers?
It's now, the post. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I'm pretty sure that a lot of different paintings of dogs playing pokers have been produced since the original one appeared.
I think this might be one of the most riffed on paintings of all time, or roughed.
Is it too early in the episode for the Buddha Vista Comedian of the Week stinger?
I've actually had to delete it off the... Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
you had to delete it.
No, there it is. I think there are so many variations on this that, like, holding it consistent.
You've just seen a different one.
Actually, I'm going to pull the picture up. You guys look at it. Dogs playing poker.
Oh, you're going to get us to imagine it.
I want you to imagine it in your mind's eye. The original one.
I think we're about to look. I think.
Did you just get retconned, Ben?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I just learned something, which is unusual, which is why I made a noise.
Yeah, mulaka means man who masturbates.
I literally just re-listened to an episode of our own podcast, which is Psycho I Know, where we learned that fact for the first time yesterday.
What,
I listened to it yesterday. We learned that fact together about the Quora answer for what malaka means is you masturbate so much that your brain is turned into mush. We learned that in episode 201.
I don't think that's true. Yeah, it's that not is how true. I remember.
Also, that is a tremendous episode where Lucy, you brought a very wonderful feminist story of Australia's first female commercial pilot that was meant to be the first segment of the show, but we had about, I'm going to say, and it could be any three men talking over the top of you for the first half hour before you could get to it. Not a great episode with the benefit of hindsight. Very upsetting.
Yikes.
Oh, well.
Yikes. All right.
So,
2 years ago.
So
we're different people now.
It completely changed.
I think the issue we're going to find here, Ben, is that you are essentially asking three different people to imagine a semicircle of 4 to 5 dogs. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
And but let's start with that. Like, let's start with that. Blend. How many dogs do you guys think are in the picture? I'm going to say
4 or 5.
Well, if it's
5, there's no 5. Like,
I feel like I'm thinking of the Simpsons representation.
Surely that'd be accurate.
Probably.
Before we get into this, though, I want to point out the thing that made me go, oh, is that Dogs Playing Poker by Cassius Marcellus Coolidge refers collectively to 1 1894 painting, 16 1903 paintings, and 1 1910 painting.
Oh. Uh-huh. So, all by the same guy?
Yes, all going by Cassius Marcellus Coolidge.
So there's different versions of this painting.
All 18 paintings in the overall series feature anthropomorphized dogs, but the 11 in which dogs are seated around a card table have become known in the United States as examples of kitsch art in home decoration. Interesting.
Oh, there's loads of different ones.
So you're saying that we're basically not going to be able to answer this question correctly.
Yeah. I mean, the original is just, it's four dogs that to me look like they might be, what sort of dog is Beethoven from the movie Beethoven? Is he Saint Bernard?
Saint Bernard.
Yeah, it looks like four Saint Bernards to me.
Yeah, but I'm not that is not what I pictured the original one to be like. I imagined the original one to be the painting dogs playing poker. Hang on, I think I was if you're looking at Wikipedia, the third one down, A Friend in Need from 1903.
I think that's the one I pictured. To me,
that's the canonical
one, which is a bunch of dogs of different breeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with that one tricky dog holding an ace in his toe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
He's trying to he's smoking a child cigar out so he can bite it.
He's smoking a cigar, and that's how you know he's a piece of shit.
I think he's smoking a little cigarillo. He's got a little guy in there. That guy's smoking a pipe.
I don't think they made blunts in 1903, so I have to agree with you. I didn't know
these paintings are so old. You painted dogs playing poker in 1894?
Yeah. People are so much like us in the past. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's
Man
crazy.
Was really ahead of his time. I love any of those historical things about like how funny like Romans or classical composers thought like farting was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any of that shit is just...
the Beethoven song, the Lick My Arse?
Yes.
Name of one of his songs?
Lick Mein Arsch.
Lick Im Arsch.
It's only until modern times that people like Ben have started to think, oh, it's not very funny for farts to happen.
But that's right. It's sort
it's because comedy's gone woke.
New
it's because comedy's gone woke.
I got another one for you here. This one's from Mark 1978, titled Uh-Oh, SpaghettiOs. This has an attached photo of a Campbell's SpaghettiOs can. And he's written in the body text here, everybody hate Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs growing up, right? Not if Campbell's has anything to say about it.
What?
I mean...
Hey?
I don't understand.
I'll say it again. I probably rushed through that. Everybody hate Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs growing up, right? Not if Campbell's has anything to say about it.
Yeah.
So
you're saying people used to hate SpaghettiOs and now they say they didn't hate SpaghettiOs?
No.
Hold on. I think what's happened, if I can do a little detective work, Ben, I think there is a typo in the first sentence, and they are actually trying to say everybody ate Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs growing up, right? As in, the brand of SpaghettiOs was Chef Boyardee in the past, and now it is Campbell's. They have changed it. Campbell's have notoriously changed the fabric of space and time.
Yes, and I think you are correct about that. And what he's happened here, or what's happened to him when the universe is retconned, is that it's only... I don't know how recently, but they're Campbell's SpaghettiOs now, but they used to be Franco-American SpaghettiOs, and Franco-American is a brand that Campbell's owns, and they just changed the branding at some point.
You're just getting confused with Chef Boyardee.
And a lot of people in the comments are just like, well, they used to be Franco-American, but then you can't say that to
like
someone.
They were made by French
immigrants? No, it's
immigrants.
In the rules.
You can't do that.
It's in the rules of the subreddit that you can't say anything to like neg somebody's...
Which is my favorite thing about that Reddit is that like everyone is super convinced that their own thing has been retconned, but then they'll see other people's thing and they'll be like, no, I think it was just they were Franco-American. I don't think they were Chef Boyardee.
Hold on a second. I got a problem. So Campbell's makes SpaghettiOs, right?
Correct. Yes.
And we all understand the concept of a SpaghettiO. It's spaghetti in the shape of?
So.
An O.
Thank you.
And spaghetti oop.
Well, Campbell's also sell ravioli O's.
What's a ravioli
O? Are the O's?
Well, here's
ravioli?
The thing. You might be picturing all kinds of amazing stuff. What that is ravioli in a can. It's not in the shape of an O, and I don't fucking think they should call it that.
It's just canned ravioli.
That's bullshit.
No, that's
bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
You can't do that.
You can't do
Why
that.
Why would you call it that if it wasn't an O of some kind?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Fuck.
Sick of this shit.
Sick of this shit.
I'm not going to take it anymore. Woke agenda. This one's from u/dinosaur ninja. Sounds like a funny guy. Can anyone see the moon right now? If you can, please take a photo and post it.
Oh. Yeah.
And you know you're getting a good photo of the moon from somebody's phone.
Yeah, that's right.
Ben, did you listen to a recent episode of our friends over at Down Round where they were talking about like
the
cameras on cell phones? Yeah, and like Samsung's Was it Samsung's?
So phones? Funny.
Yeah, AI replacing the moon in photos.
And it looks like you're trying to take a photo of the moon. Let me just scooch the moon in here real quick.
And then they denied it. And then the way they proved that they were really doing it was by taking a photo of the moon, printing it out, and then taking a photo of the printout. So good.
Yeah, and they just had all these different people posting their pictures they'd taken of the moon. They're like, funny, it looks like the exact same image of the moon in all of these photos.
It's so fucking annoying that, that's a really good episode of Down Round to listen to about phone cameras, if that's not if it's not
what,
a paywalled
what
one.
What is a photo?
But yeah, just like the fact that they stack together tons of different exposures and they're doing all this shit in there, which is why that, if you ever try and take a photo that, if you're somewhere and you feel like you have really nice lighting of, the color temperature and the way the shadows look and all that stuff, and you take a photo with your phone, it'll just look like absolute dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really frustrating because it's mostly trying to just fill in all the shadows so you get a really sort of flat, fully filled in image.
I guess I'm just imagining this person taking a series of photos with their phone and going, it looks the same in every one of these.
Going the absolutely fuck is insane.
Yeah. And then getting sent some pictures of the moon. These are all the same pictures of
the same
moon.
Fucking moon.
Moon can't look
and
the
you
same.
You just sound insane. Like, I keep taking photos of the moon. And it just looks like the moon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what's meant to happen, sir. No, like the same moon. The same moon.
So you go to work today or... this one's from you/Whittor. I come from the universe where Sephora is spelled Sephora.
I came from the universe.
Where Sephora is spelled Sephora. So instead of S-E-P-H-O-R-A, it's S-A-P-H-O-R-A.
So you just didn't know how to spell Sephora.
Yeah, because it probably wasn't a huge part of your life.
Probably.
I noticed it after, quote, Sephora... that put scare quotes around the correct spelling, started to advertise a sale in my country 2 weeks ago. It just, I don't.
Mm. Where's
I
your artifact?
Just know
where's
how to
your,
spell it.
Where's your, what do they call it? Where's your detritus? Mm. Yeah. What's the thing they call when they take it from another time, another universe, and they hold it up and they, this, look, here it is. It says Sephora.
I think time detritus.
Where's your time detritus?
Yeah. Can you... offer up one piece of time detritus for us.
Just where's your multiverse, something. Meg?
I don't think you can touch time detritus. I think it makes you very sick, or you melt like in Time Cop if you touch time detritus.
Maybe it's like a sort of Back to the Future kind of thing where you bring it to here and but then you're in changes. This reality and you it watch it changes. Kind of just shimmer and fade into...
This said Sephora.
Oh, I swear to God, it said... It used to say Sephora.
Oh,
Sephora.
Another great thing to yell at someone. It used to be Sephora. Now it's Sephora. And you just... not go to work today either? Or okay. Bathroom staying on all day, huh?
It's just... I love this community for being like the most Occam's razor disrespecting community on the planet.
Yeah. Is it me? Who's out of touch? No, it's the universe
it's the
that is wrong.
The entire fucking universe. Imagine if you managed... through some Donnie Darko-esque shenanigans to slip into a parallel universe, but the point of difference was the spelling of Sephora.
Yeah. To what end?
Yeah.
What are they trying to do to you?
Who cares? You're not going to go to the New York Times and be like, hey, I come from a parallel universe. Everything's identical, but it's spelled Sephora over there. this is from you, Flimsy Setting. Was the sun yellow for anyone today? Feels like I saw the sun being yellow again. Not just
a big,
bright,
white
light in the sky.
It's yellow for
everybody.
Yellow. It's just put a cloud in front of it.
Maybe there's some haze. The temperature of the light changes based on some atmospheric conditions.
Got this far in life, not understanding like light refraction and
or
stuff.
Like anything.
Just anything. Just not understanding anything. Well, the moon was bigger today. It's it'll do that.
It says the sun's white. The color of the sun's white.
Yeah. What color temperature is it? Did you just get retconned?
I did get retconned. I'm
the
getting
sun
retconned
is warm
live.
White.
The color temperature is 5800K, so that's not white. That's a...
It's not a cool white. The sun is a warm white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Right? That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so maybe some of these universe changes, timeline changes aren't exactly headline news, but there is a segment where we talk about stuff that is headline news, and we call that segment Headline News. I got three stories for you here. Sorry, three headlines for you here. No stories. Fans push Fisher-Price corn popper into Toy Hall of Fame.
Get in there!
Yes.
Do you guys know what the corn popper is?
Yeah.
Is that the thing where they push it around and it pops?
I never
think that's a really American toy.
Yeah.
I've only seen it on American TV.
I know it from American movies and TV, and I never knew what it was called. The corn popper?
Corn popper.
I feel like there's a bunch of versions of it where it doesn't, well, like sometimes it's just like a little, you know, little balls that fall in and get popped around. Or is it just always just balls?
I think it's always just balls. Popper? Yeah, I think it's never actually corn. I don't think there's corn in the corn popper.
I think I'm going to retcon that into being corn.
It's always been corn. When did they change it to balls?
These plastic things inside that are like the shape of a small ball and the size, but they are molded to look like popped corn.
User timeline_jumper has posted, anyone notice that the corn popper has little balls in it and yet it's still called the corn popper? Yeah,
why would they call it that?
They are teasing us.
Yeah, lazy. Lazy retcon.
I saw it posted there with like 100 upvotes, which is a crazy big amount for that subreddit that was about the, there's a Snow White movie released like 10 years ago called Mirror Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, now they're just rubbing it in our faces. I had to read through like 20 posts to try to figure out what the fuck they were talking about. Apparently there's a lot of stuff in there about people either remembering or misremembering or cross timeline remembering the line from the Disney Snow White cartoon as being magic mirror or mirror mirror on the wall. But it turns out this movie wasn't an adaptation of the Disney one. It was just an adaptation
just a
of the
different
Grimm's
movie.
Fairy tale. Yeah. Candidates trade jabs at 2023 Mississippi Hobnob. Good luck to all the candidates.
Yeah. I feel like we're not really hobnobbing as much as we used to be, probably because of the novel coronavirus.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's not so novel to me.
I'd love
to. Hobnobbing gets back to normal levels soon.
Yeah.
Well, and if everybody does trade jabs, we can get back to normal with hobnobbing.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm
thank you.
Some money into
see you at the next
hobnob futures.
You might be the Bunta Vista now. What's 100 inches long, weighs 283 pounds, and lives in East Texas? This record-breaking fish.
That one's kind of the headline and the story, isn't it?
Yeah, that kind of tells you everything
that's
you need to
we
know.
More than we usually get. That's very, very generous of you, actually.
Yeah, it sounds small to me.
If I didn't have a rigorous code of journalistic ethics, I would have just taken off the last four words from that headline.
It's a 128-kilo fish.
Yeah, and that's 100 inches long. That's like 100 meters.
Yeah.
Taking a specimen like that out of nature, oh, that's a crime. It's time for Crime Watch.
Please put down your weapon. You are in direct violation of Penal Code Black 13, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply.
Help me!
I remember that being shorter. That one got me. The fake out.
I don't remember that one being in the soundboard.
No, somebody swapped it out while you weren't looking.
Interesting.
Do you reckon these people would see Rashomon and just die on the spot?
Sorry, I don't want to do this in a mean way. There was something that happened on the Discord yesterday that really tickled me, and I'd love to thank the Discord user Philosophy Bear Tim for posting this. So I believe he's new to the Discord, who posted in the show of the show channel, which is where we talk about, or sometimes talk about the show. And he asked, so what do we think is going on in the Crime Watch intro? To which Theo has asked, is this a bit? my initial assumption was that something like this is happening. RoboCop walks onto the scene, malfunctioning, says he's going to shoot everyone unless they comply. Unclear what that means. Everyone is shouting, ah, help me. Then he starts shooting everyone. But a more heroic reading is maybe the people yelling, ah, help me, are being menaced by criminals.
You got to try Rotten RoboCop, brother.
They're so close. Yeah, respect for someone who's like...
piecing it together from first
piecing
principles.
It together. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, close, but listen to the metal. Listen how heavy and the guns.
And that's not RoboCop's voice.
It's not RoboCop's voice.
That's you know,
it's
RoboCop's voice.
It's not even RoboCop.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, of course, the first thing someone does is ask if they've seen RoboCop. They haven't.
Check out the movie
RoboCop.
Yeah.
You should most really.
Most of the movies from like ages ago or whatever are bad, but RoboCop's good.
I despise you and your lifestyle.
It's like 100 years ago, 1980. Yeah, I'm not watching it.
I want you to watch like any of the last 20 movies I've put on there. It'll change your life.
How's this for you? I got to watch the first 1/3 of The Green Knight.
Oh, that was a pretty decent movie. I like that.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it.
They're trying pretty hard with the visual design and stuff, which is nice. I always appreciate that.
Yeah, you appreciate the first third of it, yeah.
First third. Unclear on whether I'll ever finish it.
Put some really nice movies on there. This is from CBC. Dockside monitor charged with taking bribes in crab, falsifying catch records. Yeah. A dockside monitor in Newfoundland is being accused of accepting crab as a bribe and falsifying documents to undercount the quantity of product being harvested.
Is it a crab's fungible?
I mean...
is he funging crabs? Like
accepting crab as a bribe.
I mean, like you can sell crabs for money.
Yeah. But are they effectively the same crab?
Like, yeah. Yes.
You say, hey, I'll look the other way for one crab, and that's like an understood.
I think it's roughly the same size crab, yeah.
You're just sliding like 10 giant crabs across the table. Yeah. Just click-clacking everywhere.
With 10 crabs in it.
Being
10 big ones.
Being handed
crabs.
Click-clacking.
Very angry paper bag.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking being handed a like, rustling, clicking sack with a crab printed on the outside.
Yeah.
Just leave these here.
I'm very... I had a bit of a moral dilemma with this story because I came across it and I was like, oh, fuck. This is perfect crab news for BigSoftTitty.png, which is, one of their many, many segments. I was like, I should send this to Tom. And I was like, no, we're kind of low on stories this week. I'm going to take this one. But now I'm worried... what if they also do this?
Yeah, and they do independently.
And they do it better. What if those two professional comedians do a funnier job of reading this crab news story?
I think it's sort of like two. You're hearing two different tellings of the same story.
Yes, Rashomon. It's sort of like an Australian comedy podcast, Rashomon. Scott Fortune, 32. Scott Fortune is a great name.
Scott Fortune. Fantastic. Yeah. Strong start.
Scott Fortune, 32, of St. David's, has been charged with 5 criminal counts, 2 counts of fraud, 1 count of breach of trust by a public officer, and 2 related to forging or falsifying.
Sam Bankman-Fried only got charged with 7. That's 2 more. And yet, think of the scale of the crimes.
And you think the number of crimes you're charged with should be proportionate to their severity. I guess that makes intuitive sense, and the law should. The criminal charges were laid in October. According to documents obtained by the CBC News, Fortune is alleged to have accepted pans of crab from fishermen, quote, to admit actual quantities of crab being harvested. So they're harvesting crab that's like over their quota, or for whatever reason, they want to keep the crab numbers down on the record books. And so they're just being like, hey, pal, this one's on the house.
So are they? Is he getting paid in crab to look the other way, or are they giving him the excess crab above the quota to bring the quota down?
Well, you may as well
then
not,
he gets crab.
Why would you?
Everybody
you,
wins.
You may as well have not caught the extra in the first place. You may as well have reached your quota and then stopped crabbing.
Oh, of course.
Instead of catching because more
what
crab.
If they were, what if they were practicing radical kindness? They take yes. a pity on poor Scott Fortune.
Hey, it would be illegal for us to gather more crab, but what about Scott? He loves crab so much.
He loves it so much.
He's always making that crab fettuccine.
Yeah, every time that we're like hauling crab pots out of the back of our boat, he's like, yeah, just in the back of the ute, mate.
They don't. He's Australian and they're not familiar with that joke as a construct. Fuck,
you
this
mean
guy
your
really
truck?
Wants some crab. Should probably just give him some crab.
We've got extra.
What have I got here? The alleged offences took place in Stephenville and Crabs River.
What?
Yeah. What are the chances?
Yeah, this man's receiving a river of crabs on Crabs River. on Newfoundland's west coast over a period of nearly 2.5 years between January 1st, 2021 and June 7th of this year. 2.5 years of crab bribes. That's a lot of crab.
That's worth it, really.
Crabsolutely.
Play it. Play the fucking song. Play the fucking song.
I can't do it.
You can. You absolutely can. Do you just mean morally?
Because you said crab-salutely.
You said crab-salutely. You have to play the song now. You are the Buddha Vista Comedian of the Week.
Oh, I guess you're right. I am the Buddha Vista Comedian of the Week.
You know which point it starts to really get me is the coughing, the dubbed in coughing. When that starts happening, it's when I start to come apart at the seams.
Was it always that long?
It's always been that long. I unironically love the Comedian of the Week stinger.
Yes,
but even more, I love how much Ben hates it. Like,
I don't
he
know if I
legitimately
hate it.
Does not want to play.
Oh, like, it causes him great psychic pain to push the button. I
sometimes
believe.
I just think about you got 60 minutes to do an episode, you got 1 minute of farts.
Now we've got 2 minutes less.
Yeah.
So is it only 1 minute long?
It's less work for us.
It's like got to be more than a minute long.
It feels much longer.
It feels spiritually long. Yeah.
7 to 10. It's like poll report. The poll report feels like
as long as A Change of Seasons by Dream Theater.
Don't talk to me about Dream Theater on this podcast. In addition, 3 charges were filed in August against Fortune under the Fisheries Act. Court filings alleged that Fortune, while employed as a dockside monitor, made a false or misleading statement to a fishery officer around May 25th, 2023, near Little Port Harmon, and gave the fishery officer records that contained false or misleading information. Was the false information
just like SBF?
There's a lot of parallels here. In a way, the crabs that this guy was receiving as bribes are much like the money that Sam Bankman-Fried's other company that was supposedly not connected to the first was using to speculate or whatever.
Alameda. And they're trading in cryptocurrency.
It's a good thing we've already played that.
Oh, I've got my finger hovering over the fucking button. Fortune is also accused of possessing snow crab that was caught in contravention of the Fisheries Act. This man has two different ways of taking illegal crabs. Yeah. none of the allegations have been proven in court. Scott, Fortune, Scott. Innocent.
Until proven guilty.
And then where is he will it? Show me the crab. Super where's the guilty. Crab?
Where are the crabs such a this cool man name. Supposedly took?
Just hammering down some crab sticks as the police are banging at the door.
Fuck, I gotta finish this fettuccine off.
Gets to the door, whipping off his bib.
Fortune, who is being represented by a legal aid lawyer, is due in court in Stephenville on November 20th. CBC News left messages with legal aid and Newfoundland's Stephenville office, but did not hear back before publication. In a statement, DFO said the incident involved a third-party contractor. DFO has revoked the individual's dockside monitor program designation and relevant information. That's the worst thing that you can do to them.
Turn in your individual dockside monitor. What was that?
You should give them the opportunity to commit seppuku to regain their honor before they start practicing as a dockside monitor.
Turn in your individual dockside monitor program designation and gun.
What I was trying crap to say. Gun. maintaining credibility and integrity in third-party monitoring programs ensures that DFO receives accurate and timely harvest data, which is essential in managing sustainable fisheries. Fish Harvesters Resource Center spokesperson confirmed to CBC News that Fortune was an employee, but declined to comment further as the matter is before the court. Good luck out there, Scott Fortune. The ocean, that's where we keep most of our crabs. Mm. But we keep some animals in other places. And some of those places are called zoos. It's time for Zoo Watch.
Z00Z00Watch. Z00Z00Watch. Z00Watch.
Zoos. Prisons for animals. From...
So yeah, it's time we took a stand against them.
Let them out.
Anti-zoo.
Let them free.
Aquarium.
Or at least get them producing license plates.
Get some back for our tax dollars.
Monkeys could do that job.
Yes.
They'd probably like it. From Agence France-Presse. Italy town on alert after circus lion escapes. That should be fun, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole world's circus.
Do you have a chair? Great. You can keep a lion back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen that shit. Just put a top hat on, threaten it with your dining chairs.
It'd be easy.
You'd be fine. I don't know if the whip is an important to jump through. Part of it.
Great news. A member of the zoo has moved into your community. Residents of an Italian town near Rome were told to stay at home on Saturday after a lion escaped from a local circus. Alessandro Grando, mayor of Ladispoli, issued the warning on social media. That's the one place all those Italian nonnas are going to get it for sure. Yeah,
you've got to have a better system in place than doing a Facebook post about your escaped lion. Like, you wouldn't see it for a week, the way the Facebook algorithm works. You'd be dead by the time that you've read it.
Go old-fashioned. Get a town crier out there, you know?
Yeah.
Wonder how many angry face reacts.
Help, I'm being eaten by a lion. Hear ye, hear ye.
There is a lion about to come and kill you. Everyone's doing the care react.
The mayor said that police were helping circus staff search for the animal. Quote, "A lion escaped from the circus," he wrote, saying it had been traced to a watercourse next to the site. "Please pay full attention and avoid travel until further notice," he said. Anticipating residents' complaints, he said he had not authorized the presence of a circus with lions in the town, but he did not have the power to block it.
What are you talking about?
What power do you have?
What is the point of being a fucking mayor?
I just want you guys to understand... this is not my fault.
Yeah. There was no way I could have said, hey, don't bring that lion in here. I'm just the mayor.
You say, get. Go on, get.
I hope that lion's living his best life in Rome.
Yeah.
In Roma.
I hope he's seeing my Italy.
He's at the Uffizi. He's seeing just, the birth of Venus.
He's doing the like the Godfather 3 travel montage. Just walking around, drinking some wine, tasting some olive oils. Mm-hmm. He's having a beautiful time. Tuscany, Roma, Sicily.
Napoli.
The other ones.
Pizza pie. SpaghettiOs.
Not raviolios, though.
Carbonara using heavy, heavy cream by the spoon. All those classic Italian things.
Mm-mm. Pizza with the pineapple. They love that shit. Oh, Italy?
So yeah. Did he find the lion?
That's it.
That's it. The lion's out.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. He's
sick.
Yeah. Lion's out, but don't blame the mayor.
Yeah.
I want it. You to know.
My hands are tied.
I didn't invite the lion here, but also it's not my fault that the lion is here.
I do like that he's like, I didn't authorize it. And also, whether or not I authorized it does not matter.
I have no power
here.
Within
my purview.
Yeah. I didn't authorize it, and I don't actually have the ability to tell you to stop bringing a lion into town.
Circus lobby is very powerful in Italy.
They probably, they hooked up with the black
man. Basically just like saying, hey, watch out.
Yeah. On Facebook. Oh, shit, I got to do a post today. Fuck, I forgot to do the post. Watch out, lion around.
Lion.
Lion around. Italy. It's in Europe.
Yeah.
Know what else is in Europe? Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Dutch Watch.
So true, bestie.
Everybody, I'm from Holland. Isn't that beer?
I was really second guessing whether Holland was in Europe for a minute.
In Europe? Where else would it be?
Just for a second, I was like, oh, maybe.
It's in the steppe. It's in the Eurasian steppe.
Maybe they moved out.
Horseback Dutch archers.
Oh, it's in Europe Minor.
Yeah. Mm.
I'd hate to be made to look a fool on this show.
Yeah.
From DutchNews.nl, a kibbelpout?
I think it's... Kibbelpuss.
Kibbelpuss.
Kibbelpuss. Yeah.
A kibbelpuss?
A kibbelpuss.
Very fishy pastry is a social media sensation.
I don't want a very fishy pastry.
Yeah.
No, now, thank you.
Listen
my
up,
delectable
guys.
Fishy kibbelpuss.
Turning your chair around. Hey, let's wrap.
Hey, I'm turning my chair around backwards to face you, the listener, and I'm saying things like, move over. Tompus, stand aside. Krompus. There's a whole new culinary sensation that's sweeping the nation, and it's called Kibbelpus.
I don't know why stand aside Krompus makes me think of that. The fucking, it's a Max Lever tweet that's just like, stand aside, citizen, surfs up. Stand aside, Krompus.
Stand aside, Krompus. The kibbelpuss is a fried fish version of the popular pastry typically eaten during Koningsdag festivities every April. The strange treat.
I'm looking up tompus. It looks like a kind of vanilla slice situation.
It's kind of like sounds a vanilla slice.
It sounds like a treat.
Yeah.
And you say this one's some sort of fried fish garbage?
What about a krompus?
Oh, that's a croissant crossed with a tompus.
So you remember all that shit about like cronuts and shit?
Yeah.
That's
this is sort of like a Dutch cronut analog.
Okay. So yeah, a tompus looks like a vanilla slice with something pink on top of it.
Yeah, but this has fish in it.
Fish?
Yeah.
Okay. The strange treat has been attracting tons of attention since it debuted on the social media accounts of P&M Seafood earlier this week. I wonder what kind of incentive they have to put fish in this delicious treat.
To say everyone's talking about the kibbelpuss.
Yeah. Everyone's talking about the thing I shoved some fish into. A short video of the kibbelpuss quickly went viral and has received over 893,000 views on the fish stand's TikTok account as of Tuesday evening.
What do we reckon those posts are like? Dutch seafood stand TikTok account? Oh, that's got to be good content.
Yeah, that's got to be good.
Lucy, the jokes?
Yeah, get on that.
Yeah. Go resident. See Sven reviewing the kibblepuss.
I'm just going to say 893,000 views. That's not the same as engagements, though, is it?
No, you know? But it's still better numbers than like the regional American ones we do. We're like, it's gone viral with over 70 people responding to the Facebook post.
It's true. It was made with kibbling, battered fish, custard, and frosting.
Oh, no, there's... Oh.
By co-owner Matthias.
It's a joke food.
And his colleagues. Our inspiration came after the hype of the Krampus, Van Ursel told Dutch News. More and more variants came online and I immediately thought we should also do... What was happening there? What the fuck was happening? We should also do this with kibbling.
Why was that your thought?
Why did you think that?
Why did you think you could ruin a delicious...
What's wrong with the Dutch brain?
Because when all you have is fried fish... Everything looks like something that you can put fried fish into.
So true.
Very much. Just looking around the room at a whole bunch of fish going off.
Got a whole bunch of stinky fish here.
Got some fish I got to move. But everybody seems to like this custard pastry.
I've got an idea. Huh. Time to smoke some weed and head to the red light
district. Oh, boy. I don't want to eat this.
Well, that sounds like shit. Good news, because there's a little bit of a twist towards the end of the article.
Oh.
It's illegal.
The Krampus, which is one part tompus and one part croissant, started popping up in bakeries around the Netherlands earlier this year. It's drawn raves from customers, as well as plenty of ire from purists and pastry chefs, loading their guns, writing their lists of who they're going to kill. Mm-hmm. If you're hankering to try a kibbelpuss, though, you shouldn't visit P&M's seafood fish cart anytime soon.
Yeah.
Quote.
He's a sex pest.
It's just a joke, Van Ursel said. We have not considered selling this. The video was shot with the idea of attracting a lot of attention. We stand behind our fish and sell the best quality. Actually, selling this would go against our principles.
So we did half a fucking episode on Dutch jokes, and you can check that out in the premium episode.
Yeah,
or don't.
Yeah.
No, it was a good episode. I thought it was an absolute banger.
Oh, okay.
Had a good intro.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
It generated a lot of traffic, a lot of engagement.
Yeah, I think because 10 views. Because of one thing that you said.
One word, one term.
Yeah, for your interesting understanding of.
Yeah.
And you want to find out. What Theo thinks... No, I don't even know how to phrase this in a way that makes sense.
That makes me not sound like
a crazy person?
Weirdo. Yeah.
Check out Theo's conception of a pussy hammer in the previous bonus episode.
I heard all about this.
Yeah. Well, it's been the talk of the Discord.
It's been the talk of the town.
Holy
like, everybody's
fucking shit.
Talking about
it. I hate complaining. I'm not a big fan of it. But the number of people that we had write in and go, what the fuck is a pussy hammer? And then 3 minutes later be like, just got up to that part.
A little bit down the road.
You just wait. You can wait a little while. Anyway, that was in the bonus episode, a lawnmower motor and some Italian leather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how common this is an experience for other people who run podcasts, semi-popular podcasts. I assume it's a relatively common experience to have somebody comment on your Patreon or your whatever. What? Hey, you're actually wrong about this thing, or you haven't finished explaining this thing to my satisfaction. Yeah. And like about 7 minutes later, they comment again going, oh, I kept listening and you answered
that
question.
I listened to the rest of your sentence. I kind of wrote this comment mid-sentence thinking that it wasn't going anywhere.
Nobody's got an attention span.
Yeah. Congratulations to all these people really living in the moment.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for actively listening, not passively listening to the podcast.
That's right. But
that's true. They're paying attention.
It's always interesting to me to get straight to, I'd better get in touch with them.
Plus, you should be washing the dishes while you're listening to the podcast, so your hands should be wet. So I don't even know.
You shouldn't have free hands.
Yeah. You should be like mopping or something. What are you doing?
Siri, open Patreon.
Begin dictating tersely worded email.
And we do want to thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
also for kind of mildly yelling at us and then coming back a few minutes later to say, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
We love that, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe write us a letter while you listen to the podcast and then decide whether to send it.
Yes. Write it out by hand while you're listening and then do an edited sort of draft with all of your corrections.
Give you time to mull it over. Yes. Yeah.
Put it in your dresser drawer.
Yep. Notes app.
Yes. And then set a reminder with Siri, set reminder, send letter to Bunta Vista in 1 week.
Yeah.
You know, or hey, Alexa, set a reminder
don't
for me.
If I could do this shit again.
Set a reminder for me to send my handwritten letter to Bunta Vista next week. Or hey, Google, set a reminder for 1 week from now for me to send a letter to Bunta Vista. So I'm expecting to get some letters, I guess, over a week from now.
Yes.
Just give it some time, you know? Maybe you'll read it later and think, I did listen to the whole episode, and they addressed my concerns.
Yeah. Hmm. They explained what a pussy hammer was, or what Theo thought was a pussy hammer.
Yep. Well, don't give it away. You know? The Kibblepuss is just the latest parody version of the Krompus you can find online. Other pranksters... have made hamburger, cucumber, sushi roll, chicken, and herring variations.
Okay. That's a herring is so close to the...
Yeah, it's like we're just kind of doing the exact same thing.
We're all just getting there same way.
It's so funny to do something like this and then be like, it was a joke.
And
we wouldn't do that, actually. Like, oh,
we would never do that. Good. That would go against our values here.
Yeah, we all like to have a little bit of fun. But let's get serious for a second. No.
It was a joke, but to be clear, we do not think it is funny.
That is disgusting.
Oh, it also doesn't taste very good, apparently.
Oh.
A colleague of Van Issel's tried the Kibblepuss and spat it out after a single bite. Mm.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's where you draw the line in the Dutch palate. That's where you're like, oh, no, that's yucky.
Oh, this fish has all this gross pastry on it. Bill, bill. My pickled fish's taste is being ruined. Reactions to photos and videos of the fishy pastry have been largely skeptical as well. This is going too far, one TikTok viewer wrote. But not everyone is so quick to write it off. Delicious, another wrote. It is the perfect mix of sweet and savory.
It's like salted caramel, you know?
It's exactly the same as salted caramel.
Exactly the same.
If you don't think this sounds delicious, you have the palate of a baby.
Yeah, you got a baby's palate.
Yeah. Are you a baby?
Oh,
yeah.
Are
you wearing a nappy?
I hate it.
Oh, you need some chicken nuggies?
The sound of the word makes me uncomfortable.
Kibblepuss.
Yeah. Kibblepuss.
Kibblepuss.
Oh. So do we have to keep making these videos of the yucky looking food?
Yes. We have to, for some reason. The economy needs it.
What are we seeing them on now, though? Is this just for people that are on TikTok?
Maybe.
I think it's for everywhere.
I think it's for everywhere. I think it's for Facebook.
Twitter can't load videos anymore. Yep. So.
Oh, right.
They're just sort of shuddering to a stop.
The way that we've made an online environment where you just have to make something that's like
rancid.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, just something
for
rancid.
Attention. You
have
to make
attention.
Like bench top spaghetti. Yeah.
You have to make content that's really bad for attention. Like, just sort of like maybe it's just by yourself. Maybe it's with three of your friends. Maybe just horrible
like
content.
Deliberately
like
deliberately bad content.
You have to do it.
Like
you just got to
kind
keep
of ironically.
Making it.
Like uninteresting on
You don't know what would happen if you stopped.
Lowest brow jokes that you could possibly do.
It's pushing out your memory of how to spell Sephora.
No, it's probably fine. That was technically an episode of the podcast. Bunta Vista, thank you so much for joining us. We loved having you here on the free episodes, and we'd love it maybe even a little bit more if we did have you on the bonus episodes. But hey, no pressure.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
A little bit of pressure from me.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit.
Okay, some pressure.
I'm being a little bit pushy about it.
Golly, it would be ever so nice. We got a merch store.
You think you're too good for the bonus episodes? And Ben's kind of like putting his arm across the front of me and pushing me towards the door.
He's had a little bit too much to drink.
He's kidding. He's kidding.
He's very
I'm
sleepy.
Not fucking kidding.
He just changed medications.
Not joking, bro. Think you're too good for this shit.
We got a merch store. We got shirts. We got
skins.
Jumpers.
I think we got shirts.
Shirts.
We should get some jumpers.
That's about it.
I think at the moment it's shirts. But yeah, we might chuck some more stuff on there soon. The summer catalog or the winter catalog if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, I guess. Otherwise, hey, that's enough from us. Stay safe out there. Check your mayor's Facebook page to see if there is an escaped circus animal around you, because sometimes it takes a little while for it to actually appear on your algorithmic feed. So that's the tip of the week.
Yes.
Check the mayor's Facebook page directly. Go straight to his profile.
Yes.
His or her profile. Their profile. Fuck.
Wow. So wow.
I was born in a different time. The 90s, baby. We stayed up late. We watched TV. We
drank
water out of
hose. We hated women.
Yeah. Fuck those guys. I don't even think they should be allowed to be commercial airline pilots.
I didn't wear a helmet. I got hit in the head so many times.
Yeah.
With so many concussions.
I got a head that's shaped like that photo of the comet the Japanese space agency took recently. Doesn't look good. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast.